now. Let's see.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it in.
Coming live from the east side. Mixer.com, continuing from Spreaker.com. We all gonna do it on Blog Talk tonight. Me and Jennifer Lyle, you know what I'm saying? Pop, you know? We're chilling. We're chilling. It's been raining all day. Trying to stay sick, you know what I'm saying? Hell. All right, let's get it.
Oh, guess you ain't understand. And now I'm sitting here looking crazy like, damn.
Walking the house from hard work, my head hurts. Instead of arguing, can I have dinner with some dessert? She talking about this phone number she found. She give me time to put my back down. Straight up clown. Before we end up fighting, let me leave. I'm exhausted and it's hurt. I don't need. Now I'm with the fellas riding and drinking. She blowing my two-way up, but I need some time for thinking. Yeah, I want to go back.
All right. What's up, Jenny Jen Jen? Welcome back.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, today we're talking about financial institutions, personal loans. Knock them the hell out. All right, you know, folks, we're not going to be churchy on here today. I got some real serious issues that I got to deal with, and I'm sure that you people got some issues that you got to deal with, you know.
Right.
And not to be hostile or upfront, I got a letter in the mail today about this Hotwire.com. Now, let me remind you folks, up at the beginning of the year, I was dealing with some kind of dispute with my bank on some kind of credit card issues or something. They really, like, messed up some kind of reversal or something on the card or whatever. So, you know, I've been fighting this thing, and now I got to deal with the branch and, you know, get them settled up and stuff and to make this stuff, you know, calm. But I'm going to tell you, folks, prepaid debit cards is the way to go, you know what I'm saying, when you're doing hotels online or offline or whatever, because,
right,
you know, you got to protect yourself for your security and your personal well-being. And whatever you do not give those nuts your Social Security number. I never did, but the thing was, it was around New Year's, when, you know, when everybody go out and try to have their fun and
right,
stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was cold that night. I had to try to find me some place to go because I just got out of a night service, and it was just cold, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't make it home because, you know, at the time I was on the bus or whatever. I just didn't want to wait, so I tried to get to a spot. But the doggone nut, I guess he was a foreign guy or something. Sound like he was Indian son, I don't know. He act like he couldn't hear what I was saying. And he screwed the whole freaking order up. Guess what, Jennifer? This bat out of hell had me down for like five different hotels and five different locations.
Oh my God. Really?
Right. Yes.
Okay, somebody wasn't doing
really,
their job.
You know, and so he ended up having to get the manager on, and she tried to reverse everything, but it didn't really do any good because it just, you know, it just made things just a little bit worse. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
But,
wait, how did
you know,
that happen?
Well, it went through one of my cards. You know, I had a prepaid debit or whatever tied to the bank. But, you know, it was kind of good that it went through the institution so you could see what really was going on. So that's why I said use a prepaid card separate from whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? So they was trying to, you know, take money out, put money back in. That's what the problem with it was, the overdrafting.
Okay.
So, you know, they took a little bit too much. So, you know, and so... I ended up having to fight this. But here's the problem, folks. When they say stuff is settled, it really is not settled because this situation arise again. It turns up again, and I'm dealing with it. So, you know, when it comes down with your money, you better fight because you better knock them the hell out with it because if you don't, you know, it's going to be worse than what you think. You know?
Right,
and so you got to excuse my French, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of person to be... I'm very transparent, you know what I'm saying? I got to call some people later on to get the situation resolved. But like I said, as far as these personal loans and stuff, you know, don't do it. I'll say do it through a credit union or some kind of institution that you can really trust. But, you know, the Bible tells us not to put our trust in man, you know what I'm saying?
Amen. Oh.
You know, and it's, you know, you can't do it. You know, you can't do it. I mean, it's just too much
These loans, they get paid off the interest, though. It's the interest.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
You're right. That's what it
that's
is. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's where they're making their money at. I mean, you think that, you know, you get a little help, you know, with whatever you need your loan for, but at the end, you know, you're paying more than what you... you know, ask for. So, I mean, I guess they would have to do that in order to keep their business going. But at the same time, it becomes a strain on you in the long run, you know.
But you know what the problem is? The problem is the Wisconsin Financial Institution, you know, in Madison or whatever, they allowed them to make their interest that high. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, and, you know, as long as they got a license, I believe they don't really care because, you know, as long as the state get paid for what they, you know, for what they charge or whatever, not realizing they put people, they try to put people in debt, and that's the problem.
Right.
With the way the jobs here, here in Wisconsin, is kind of thrown off. You know what I'm saying? And that's probably anywhere else too, but you know, we talking about right here. Like I just came from McDonald's on East Capitol, and one of the girls was telling me, because, you know, they're actually doing a raise thing, and she said to me, well, I'm up in the front cashiering, you know, $10 an hour is not bad for me, but she said, I think the cooks and all of them deserve $15. But I said, you know what, baby, I feel if they decide to give y'all 15, everybody should get 15. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody more hard working than nobody else. And don't excuse me, I'm not trying to be funny, but some of these managers, they sit on their crappy butt and do nothing all day. They're trying to tell you what to do, but, you know, sometimes they be hypocritical and won't tell you nothing. You know what I'm saying? They'll say something, they'll do the opposite of what they saying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, because they got their nose so far up in the air. I mean, manager, they think they're superior, that everybody's beneath them and that they have to do all the work. You know, all they have to do is do a lot of talking and sit back and they getting paid, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I've seen that. It's disgusting.
I know, right?
So, make
you want to knock them out, too.
Yes. But you got to, you know, remain professional in a, you know, public environment or wherever you work at or whatever. You have to remain professional. But up under your breath, I swear you'd be saying everything. It's terrible.
But you know what? I'm not trying to be funny. you know, some, I mean, you got some that really be stuck up in their butt, you know. I mean, you got some managers that really, I mean, you got some cool ones, but then you got those that stuck up in the air, like, you know, they don't never go through nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just all them. But you ain't making that work, that job by yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That part of work is just there. You know what I'm saying? You need help.
Right.
I believe it. You know, if I was a millionaire or multimillionaire and I had workers, I would want to treat them with the utmost respect, especially if I got a family. You know what I'm saying? If I got to make a hard-earned living, you know what I'm saying? Just being there, even if I'm a millionaire making money and trying to make more money, you know, they're helping me make my money. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
If they're helping me make my money, you know, then the right thing to do is to pay them well. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get quality service, you know what I'm saying? You don't want quantity, you want quality. You want to get quality service, you know?
Right,
I mean, you don't want any and everything. You want quality service. So give them the best, you know what I'm saying? And I agree with her. I mean, if she feels that she can only do $10 an hour and make it fine, you know?
Right.
But it's nothing wrong with having a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
Right, move up in the ladder. Move up on the ladder, like, you know. Maybe that was just a little bit more than what she was used to, so, you know, maybe that was just big for her, you know, but eventually in the future, you know, she's probably going to have to move up a little bit more, you know, but, I mean, what is minimum wage nowadays?
I think it's $7.75 or some crap, $8.
It didn't go up yet?
Somewhere around there.
Okay,
no,
but I thought they went up like $8 now.
Well, you know, Obama did put the law through for them to do, but it's like the employees, it's up to them employers to make that change, and some of them don't want to do it because they figure, like, you know what I'm saying, they have to deal with the insurance and all this other crap that they got to deal with, so they just won't up it, but they figure they could give them a raise, a dollar raise or something, you know, every chance they get, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, as far as that, I'm saying this is why people got two jobs and three jobs and stuff, because, you know, it's because, you know, they're not getting paid a lot, and that's why they're taking out these loans and stuff, you know?
Right. Well, you know, I thought minimum wage went up like a couple of years ago, way more than that, but I think Illinois, their minimum wage should be a lot more. I think theirs is higher. Theirs has got to be higher because the cost of living is more.
Yeah, it is. It's like $800 to get an apartment down there in Chicago.
Oof. What is it, a two-bedroom?
It might be more than that.
Right.
One. That's probably just one bedroom, you know?
Yeah, their cost of living is a little bit more, well, a lot more than, you know, where we from, but their minimum wage should be up there too, though. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say it's all $8 to $10. You know, a pop, because I'll say some of their minimum wage is, you know, $7 to $8 down in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Starting out, which is not too bad for some
yeah.
jobs. You know
it
what I'm saying?
Is
not
bad.
All of them.
I mean, when you got bills to pay, that ain't nothing. I mean, you got to be thankful to have something, you know. But at the same time, I mean, that's like slavery. You working hard.
Well, I know. Well, go ahead. Well, you know what? I'll just say this. You know, they got a lot more loan places than we got, a lot more personal loans. That's a bigger place. And I've
right.
seen them. They're all downtown. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
I feel, you know, that's a multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar city. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's where Oprah came from. So I feel like this. You know, I don't encourage nobody, unless they really have to do that, do it. You know, find you a grant, find you another source of income. But don't take that crap out, because you feel like you're gonna feel like you're gonna knock them the hell out. I'm not kidding you, because
right.
like I said on a previous broadcast, like maybe a couple months ago, you know, that I had one that kept calling and calling. I mean, dude was straight harassing me. You know what I'm saying? And,
that
I
one
mean,
guy.
This, I gotta tell you about this, y'all. I mean, this cat, he called me up in a funeral. Up in
oh,
a funeral. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was super pissed. Like,
right.
I was ready to lead a funeral to go take him down. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Man,
cause
that,
like,
that dude.
Because this lady was a real sweet woman. to my mom, and she was a very good friend of hers. You know, she lived a good life, though. She's in her 80s. They call her Sister Heart, you know.
Right.
And she was just a sweetheart, you know. And, I mean, dude called me like 6-7 times. And, I mean, I literally had my phone down, you know, on low. And I had it on vibrate. I put it on vibrator. But when I looked at it, I said, dog, this guy keep calling. He left like 8 or 9 messages, you know what I'm saying? And I ended up the following day. I didn't go down there that same day because I probably would have been locked up, y'all. I'm not, no joke, because I would have been heated.
I remember you telling me that. You were all mad and hostile. I mean, I don't blame you, you know. Being at a funeral, that's important. Come on now. You know,
I mean,
you can't call one time, leave a message, something like that, but you got to call that many times. That's, come on now. That's ridiculous. I would have been livid, too.
No, I told him the day before, you know, maybe 2 days before that, you know, I was going to be a not that much late to pay on anything, but I was going to be on schedule, you know what I'm saying, but give me a day, you know, because it was right between the time that, you know, everything had to be paid on. And I'm like, give me a day because I got a funeral. Do you think he cared about that? No. Then when I got to him, he was like, oh, I was doing my job. I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to keep arguing with you about doing your job, man. But, you know, had that been a relative of mine, oh, it would have been on and crackling.
Right.
Like they say in shot time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We would have been boxing up in that office, I'm trying to tell you.
You know, they had the good day. You know, would have to call the boys and come get you, Adrian.
I know. Don't let AJ press food. He can box now. I mean, I was kangaroo ready, you know? Yeah, but I mean, you gotta work some stuff out with these people because they're literally. You think I'm crazy? They crazy. They would try to track you, mess with your credit and all that stuff, and then tell you and call and argue with you like they know you.
Right, they ask for your name and everything. Like, can I speak to Jennifer? You know, I mean, your whole name, date of birth, everything. It seemed like you be like,
yeah, they think they have to lie or something.
Yeah, to get you comfortable, and then they'll hit you with the question. So when you gonna pay this loan? They do that. They got me one time. I forgot what it was. It was something so many years ago. I forget. But they got me comfortable, like they was like a friend of mine. You know, I'm thinking that somebody ain't heard from in a long time. When they told me what it was, I changed my voice real quick. I was like, well, she don't live here. You know, because it was crazy.
I know, right? Hey, let me tell you what I did. You know, I got this little block on my phone. And, yeah, that's right, y'all. AJ Perez got a B-L-O-C-K on his phone. That cat called me one more time. And I literally told him. He said, well, you can't stop me from calling. And, well, I said, you know what? I'm not going to argue with you. I said, don't call and harass me anymore.
Right.
And I ain't going to tell you what I said because I had totally forgot about religion that day.
Oh, so, I know you. I know what you said. I know
so,
how
yeah.
you get down. So
I told him I went all Buffalo County on him, and he was like, "Oh,
oh
I'm
wow.
gonna call anytime I get ready." And he started to switch. So he thought I walked away. You know what I did? I put him on a double block. I blocked him from my company's phone, and guess what else I did? I blocked him federally because there's a no call federal list that you could put these telemarketers, personal loan people, bank, financial institutions on if they call you, you know, and start harassing.
Wow.
About stuff about money that's yours, okay? And so, you know, I feel like this. Don't get me wrong. If you
the no-call federal
list. Scan and pay it off. Yeah, the no-call federal list. I found it was on Wisconsin Consumer Trader and Consumer. They gave it to me. And so what it does, it takes about 30 days. But in the meantime, if they're getting you like that and you can't work anything, I'll block them until you can get it done. That's
right,
how I did it.
As long as 30 days is a stretch from somebody calling you consistently like that is, ugh. Yeah. So I guess
it's like totally
first.
Sucks.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, I mean, that's how I had to get that off my chest, y'all. Like, really, like, you really get sick of these for now. As far as the federal student loans and all that stuff, you know, take care of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a go. But these local nuts, don't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to put up with that stuff. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to put up with that stuff. That's why they got laws in place for them, too, to check them out, to check them, you know, like. And don't be afraid to do it. You know what I'm saying? If you know it's your money, get your money.
Right. I know that's right.
Shoot, man. Like, I'd like tomorrow. I know I got some stuff to take care of in the morning, but I just, like I said, by that institution, personal loans, knock them the hell out. And I mean that. Knock them the hell out.
Bing!
Like, for real. Because there ain't no sense. Now, if you go into the doctor, folks, you know what I'm saying, and your blood pressure be up, it's because of the stress that these folks put you through. You know what
right.
I'm saying? No bull crap. Am I right, Jen? I mean, like,
you're right.
Sometimes it's not always your family members. I mean, that may be a portion of it, you know, but mm-hmm. it's still people calling your phone night and day. They don't know you. They say they know you because of your credit history, and they know you because of you not paying your bills on time. But you don't live in my house. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm dealing with on my job. You know, like, who the hell are you? Excuse my French. And I'm like, you know, sometimes you just want to slap the hell out of them. I'm sorry. You know,
yeah, but they don't miss a day.
Hostile.
Right. They don't miss a day. They will call you every single day. Until this thing is paid off, you know, every day, which is ridiculous.
I mean,
you can tell them, hey, look, you know, you'll get your money when I get it. They don't care about that. They'll call you. It's got to be some law against that because I think it's crazy. It's so stressful, you know, to be called every single day. It's a drag. Come on now.
And then, you know, if you stress and your hair turning gray from that, it's time to let them folks go. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be funny or nothing. If you able to pay it, pay it. If you're not able to pay it, you can't do nothing. If you ain't got nothing in your hand to pay it, you can't pay it. That's all
it's doing. Right.
If they don't want to work, you can't work anything out with these people, and they can't agree to at least, you know, break something down or, you know, work something to a minimum with you that you could afford it, then the hell with them. That's how I feel. Excuse my hell with them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It might take 7 years to get up your credit report. And, I mean, don't go file Chapter 13 or Chapter 7 over there because that'll be stupid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it has to really be something really important. Now, I'm not saying, and don't misinform you, I'm not saying that you just go file Chapter 7 and bankruptcy and all that stuff just because they harass you. Well, I'm saying if they get to the point, you know what I'm saying, then there's other places like Green Path and all that you could call to help get that stuff done. But on the flip side, but don't go crazy over it because they're not worth you having a heart attack and having a stroke over because, you know what I'm saying,
or
have really.
Or get arrested because they done made you mad. You want to knock somebody else out because you can't get to them fast enough, you know. So you all tight
right.
and hostile, you know what I mean? Yeah. You gotta get somewhere and calm down, you know.
Right.
That's what it is. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta do the right thing, of course, but if they're not listening, what can you do? You know what I'm saying? And you will bounce back, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stack your money, whatever, do what you have to do.
Right.
I mean, think about some stuff, you know, like, it's not the end of the world. That's what I'm trying to say. Live and let live. That's how I look at it.
Right. Relax. Try to find some peace somewhere. Meditate.
I know that's right. Right. Meditate.
Yes.
Jennifer, I'm going to bounce your song here because I know it's about time for us to go off in a couple of minutes.
Oh, my song.
What's up, family?
Yeah, I said I'll preview that real quick. And we are family.
We
are family. My brothers, sisters, and me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a straight nut, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I'm fun. I'm down to earth. This is Adrian Bowdy, the Gen 10 show. You know what I'm saying? We on talk radio, and we're doing it live from the east side of the Oshkosh. You know what I'm saying? We just want to inform you guys of some stuff, because we transparent. We go through stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? We relate to the people and stuff about what they're doing out here. We report positive news, and sometimes it gets negative when they after your money. And I'm going to just be real with you. I don't care if you're a minister, preacher, prophet, bishop, whatever. You get mad. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go out and literally sin, but sometimes you do feel. Some of us do go to the point where we sin, and we will knock about or hurt some people about cash. No bull crap. Right. But the thing is, though, is to try to stay peaceful as much as you can. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you're tempted and you're pushed to the limit to do some things. But don't let them take you there. You know what I'm saying? But don't let them see you sweat or whatever. That's what I'm trying to say. But if it comes to that, you know, try to work it out. If you can't work it out, get away from them until you get something resolved. You know what I'm saying? If it does happen that you're not able to pay it and it goes to your credit or whatever, then, you know, you get something, you know, some kind of plan together to one of them credit places and just work it out. And it'll be off with investors about 7 years or whatever, but it'll show that you paid on time. So it's not the end of the world. You file Chapter 7, though. Like I said, if it's all right to say this, Jen, if you file Chapter 7 and Chapter 13, know that your stuff going to be held up for about 7 to 10 years. You may not be able to get into a bank institution to stack your money. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. I'm just keeping it 100.
Okay. I mean, whatever the people need to know, you know, to educate them, you got to do what you got to do.
I know, right?
Yes.
Well, we're going to turn it up because it's on 2 minutes. I think it'll be proper.
I love this song.
I think it'll be proper for us to continue on Mixer if you want to do that, Jen.
Oh, okay. When is that?
Yeah. Then we can do it right after this. You know what I'm saying? It's, we got 1 minute and 54 seconds on the mic, y'all. We'll turn this up for her.
Oh, I can't. Hey.
Rock your head.
Hey.
90 seconds, y'all.
Hey,
is it all right if I little remix here? You know,
go ahead.
Okay, Jen.
Go ahead, make
break
it do
it
what it do.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm fight for Von B, y'all. Whoa. Follow me.
Hey, I just want to say this to Adrian and Jen Jen Show on Blog Talk Radio. Blessings the ministry, you know, they come from above. And it don't take away from our religion or our spirituality. We just transparent people. Kick it, baby.
Well, you know, we just want everybody to be happy and, you know, put God first and, you know, go through life and just smile a little bit. Don't forget to be happy. Regardless of what's going on, do not forget to be happy. So, yeah.
That's what it's about, being happy, folks. You know what I'm saying? We go through problems every day. There's a lot of stuff going on in our city that we gotta pray about, you know. And I don't care, you know, how much we get away from God. And I'm gonna say we not. We still gotta pray.
Yeah, we're gonna come back to
the Hey, Jen. I know they just cut the counter off, but we still gonna play this song, though. Before we go, we're gonna finish on Mixer, baby.
Oh, yes.
You can be sure that somebody's gonna make love. Night until the day. One thing. I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes. And go out and step. The whole night through.
I just had to shut it down. I gotta tell you, I love you, Jen Jen.
Hey, I love you too. You know you my boy.
Oh, for sure. You my girl all day, all night. Yeah.
Way back in the day.
I know, right?
Yes.
Hey, you know, we gotta go down to Shottown and step, you know what I'm saying?
We do. You know, I can look at it, but I can learn. So I know you know how to dance. You know, let me just put that out there. You know, we know this.
And you do, too. I'm seeing you get down now.
Well, I ain't never stepped. I, you know, tried to do a little bit, you know. But I think I can catch on real fast to it. We got to get down there.
Okay.
You know, that's hot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's easy. It's easy. Me and Monica learned some. When we was down there, me and Monica stepped. And we learned it from some old people. And they could move, Jennifer. They move like they 25 or 20.
Oh wow.
Uh-huh.
I was gonna be a whole bunch of R. Kelly. You know, R. Kelly, you know. He just sang everything. He just sang, you know.
Yeah.
Robert
Kelly.
Right, you could pull up songs from way back in the day of R. Kelly. It's just crazy. And then you still be bobbing your head, you still be feeling it.
I know, right?
Yes. Is it something that really don't get old?
I know, right?
Like Michael Jackson, in a way, you know. Like Michael Jackson, you know, although, you know, some of his music, you know, it's old, but like, if you turn it on, you're going to bob your head. You're going to jump up. You're going to grab some things. You know, you're going to kick a leg. You're going to do something. You hear some mic. You know what I mean?
Right.
Same thing with R. Kelly. You hear R. Kelly, no matter how old the song is, you're going to be like, hey, you know, you're going to bob your head or something.
Okay. Because he got that effect, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was very confident in what he does, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people probably tried to bring him down.
Absolutely.
And he still succeeded anyway.
Right, because what's in him, nobody could break it. That's just what it is.
That's it.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, you can't let the trials of life hold you down. You still got to keep it moving. You feel me?
Yes, you do. You sure do. You can't live stuck in that same tragedy. You got to dust your feet off and keep it moving.
Okay. Right on. And I, like I said, you know, I'm going to put this on. We're going off with Love Him Like I Do. But, folks, we hope we said something to encourage you. You know what I'm saying? I have to be transparent about it. Yeah, so, you know, this is what we do. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm gonna call you when you get off here in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna call you in a minute. I'm gonna tell you some stuff that I found out on Facebook yesterday. Yeah. As we go off, folks, keep your head. Go ahead, Jen Jen.
No, I was just gonna say he was doing some investigating. I ain't know nothing about, and you just now telling me it.
Yeah, I gotta tell you stuff. It's about a person I know too, but I'll tell you about it.
Well, you know me, I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, it was on my timeline. That's what really tripped me out. But I'm
really?
Just doing it. Here. Yeah.
know, I'm all here. All right,
folks. We're going to mix her in about 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll get back to you, but we love them like we do, you know?
That's right. Tina went ballistic here.
Tina?
Yeah, they said she went ballistic, shot her man car up. I said, oh my God. You know, they going through their thing or whatever, but, you know, hopefully things go well with her, because I just really love Mary Mary, you know.
Oh, wow.
When people really, you know, like, go through something, you know, you go through something with them.
Are you my girl. Mary, which one was it? Mary Campbell?
It was Tina. It was Tina. Tina Campbell.
Oh, her. Oh, the dark one.
The one with she has like the blondish, brownish hair sometimes.
Yeah, that, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Mhm. That their sister was Erica and Tina. So I don't know which one is older. They got to be around the same age, kind of. You know, maybe a year apart, 2 years, maybe even three. I don't know. But you know, when everybody grown, they all look the same age sometimes. Depending
on
how far. But yeah, she shot a man car up. I said, oh man.
She didn't kill the boy, did she?
No, she didn't.
Oh, good.
No, she didn't. She was angry because he had so many infidelities. He was cheating on her, and he came clean with a lot of stuff he was doing, and she was just, I mean, it's her husband. She's in love with him and everything, and he told her this, and she was hurt. She was real hurt.
You know, sometimes you can tell stuff at the wrong time, and people can go nuts.
Right. I mean, your heart wide open, you loving this person, you thinking something one way, and come to find out from that the person you love tell you this, it hurts. You know, so she was just angry. I'm just glad she didn't, you know, hurt him. Thank God for that. But, you know, I had to say a little personal prayer for her, because I love Mary Mary. They're my girls.
Man,
you know, they brought
she in
music. I don't think so. I don't think. I haven't heard that part of it. I don't think that, you know, she went to jail for it. I know they was kind of towing the car out of there, you know, on one of the shows or whatever that I saw. But other than that, I don't think she went to jail for it. I mean, big old bullet holes, too, I'm telling you.
I'm man, fellas, y'all
better
learn. Your
eyes there look too like that.
Don't be playing with a woman's heart like that now.
No, you don't. I mean, vice versa, though. You don't do that.
Either way,
you know,
you're right.
I wonder why, what made him come clean. But did he feel guilty about it? Did he feel like he owed her that? Or, I mean, what was it? I know they had a baby. They had just had a baby. And then shortly after that.
Worse.
Oh, man, I know, right? And not just one person. I think it was quite a few, you know, people from what I heard, you know, from what I read. You know, I don't know personally from the things that I read.
Don't be cheating on her while she's pregnant and having your baby. And don't be cheating on her while you're married to her, because that's why she might get your car shot up. So.
Right. This woman walked out. She said,
careful.
But, okay, they renewed their wedding vows. I got to that part where I read that
much.
So, everybody's got something to say about that. They thinking that she shouldn't have gave him a chance or whatever. But when you marry a person, you really marry them for better or for worse. Some people take their vows very seriously. So maybe she's just willing to work with them and, you know, hopefully, or just hoping that the relationship, you know, gets better. Maybe that's what it is. We don't know. We don't know what may happen.
Yeah.
But me personally, I wouldn't have did it. I'd be like, baby, it's over. You know, but hey, I'm not her, so.
Well, I'm going to say this. If you're not going to keep her happy, leave her alone. I just put it like
right.
that. Because it's not worth the drama, folks, for real.
Right.
And especially, fellas, if you know better, don't do it because you ran up in the early grade. You got some females out here that just don't play and can be just as crazy or crazier than you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to check. They need to check out that Martin movie. You know what I'm talking about?
What movie? You know,
Dead
you Lives, always
Streets, Love and Hate.
Oh yeah. Oh, you. Oh, Martin Lawrence. Oh yes. Of course, I've seen. I own that movie actually. Well, not the actual movie, but you know what I mean.
Hey,
I have that movie. That man was playing games and everything. But I think if a person's not ready and they walk down the aisle and they say, if you're not ready, please don't play with nobody. Don't play with nobody because it's people. These human beings, they're human. Don't do that with feelings and emotions. And these people really love you. You know, you go out there cheating and you know you ain't ready. Don't do it. Don't waste nobody's time like that. For real.
Not worth
it. No. They looking for something serious.
Yeah, we're about to break into the mixer, loading everything here. Oh, did you see my message on Facebook, Chin Chin? Oh, you jumped out of there, huh?
I'm about to go grab that right now, matter of fact.
Like a brother was trying to email you.
But you said you had something to tell me, and I want to know what this thing is.
Okay.
You have,
cause
you don't hold
we're
nothing back.
We're gonna go out there. I'm gonna call you right now.
All right.
All right. See y'all on Mixer, y'all. God bless.
All right.